3 years from now, KU will no longer pay for the salaries of Audio Reader's 6 employees. Reggie Robinson, KU's Vice Chancellor for Public Affairs, delivered the news to Audio Reader's Advisory Board, saying KU needed to trim its budget while protecting the school's core educational mission. Audio Reader will remain in its current building on campus, and KU will still pay its utilities. But Robinson said Audio Reader will soon have to rely on its own fundraising to pay for its 3 full-time and 3 part-time staffers. Audio Reader, the nation's second oldest radio reading service, has been serving blind and vision-impaired listeners for the past 47 years. I'm Jay Schaefer.